Can we talk about how in the 1989 version of Disney's The Little Mermaid, how Ariel knew how to read and write? When she signed in that contract to purchase legs from Ursula the Sea Witch, who's, I don't like that word, it's kind of demeaning. I prefer small business owner. It's a whole nother story. Ariel knew how to spell her name on that contract, but then when she goes upstairs to the human world and she can't speak, her and Sebastian are like, oh, what do we do? And they didn't just think to write Prince Eric a note. Write him a note. She can read and write. Why are y'all singing a song while they're on a rowboat when you can just write Eric a note? Write him a note. Write down, hey, remember me? I'm the random girl who saved your. Write down, hey, I'm the random girl who saved your life. And then I lost my voice. Lie or make up some bullshit because you're a stalker anyways, and that's what they do. Stalkers lie, and you're a stalker, Ariel. Face it, Ariel's a stalker. She's one of those Netflix documentary stalkers, you know, who's got shrines. Imagine being Prince Eric and you marry this stranger, and then you find out she had a shrine and a statue of you in her closet. That's the most stalker shit I've ever heard of. Imagine marrying her. Imagine marrying a girl who saves your life, and then 10 years later, every time you get in an argument, she's always like, hey, remember that time I saved your life? That, like, Eric, Prince Eric can never win an argument. He can't. She'll just be like, hey, I saved your life. Write him a note. Ariel, write Eric a note. Why are you, what are you doing? Tell him the truth. I want the version of The Little Mermaid where Ariel tells him the truth. She writes down the truth and she's like, hey, I lost my voice. I'm a mermaid, but I saved your life, but I'm a mermaid. But I traded in my voice for these legs, and you need to kiss me before sunset or I'll turn into a worm. I want to see her tell him the truth and see what happens. Yeah, so, anyways, this is another episode of 42. And as I mentioned last week, I'm going to do an episode every week of while I'm 42, you know, work on my career, my mental health, all that stuff, work on jokes, comedy, you know, just kind of do everything. And this next thing I kind of want to say is an idea I've had for, you know, 7 or 8 years about, you know, doing motivational speeches about movies or quotes like that. And I was listening to an audiobook recently and it made me think of it. Karate Kid, how the wax on, wax off phrase type of thing. You know, sometimes you just got to wax on and wax off. You know, take life slow, but count and recognize your little wins. You know, it's tough because I look at my life and wonder what I've accomplished. And you just got to kind of look at, you know, you don't always recognize things, right? And if you don't remember, in The Karate Kid, Daniel, that's his name, he's frustrated. He's doing these mundane tasks, you know, waxing cars and painting fences and all these other chores Mr. Miyagi, his coach, was making him do. And old Danny boy was mad and he couldn't understand how these repetitive actions and these small things could possibly help him become a skilled martial artist. Yet, as we all know, you know, if you've seen the movie, 40-year-old spoiler alert, these little actions are actually, you know, basic karate moves. Wax on, wax off, paint the fence, right? Paint the fence. And this is kind of a perfect metaphor for life, right? Often we find ourselves faced with tasks or challenges that, you know, seem trivial or unimportant. And we might wonder what we're doing or accomplishing or, you know, how it will contribute to our goals or our vision boards or our over life success, you know. And like the Karate Kid, we must trust the process, right? Every action we take, every person we meet, no matter how small, is like a brick being laid in the house of our lives, right? Like butterfly effects, you know? Every little thing you do. Individually, these little actions or little accomplishments may seem insignificant, but you know, when viewed as a part of a bigger picture, you know, you zoom out, you can see they've been building blocks and, you know, real life Legos that have led to the place we are in at this moment. You know, Sometimes we're so focused on the individual bricks, the daily tasks, the challenges, the setbacks, that we fail to see the progress we're making. And it's like not being able to see, as Jack Reacher says, the forest for the trees, right? Like, you know, it's a tree in a forest. And if we step back, if we zoom out, we'll see that each brick and tree we've laid has contributed to something much greater, you know, our forest of life, so to speak. Everything, our life, but tiny things led to this. And I need to remind myself of this daily as well. You know, next time you find yourself feeling frustrated by the smaller mundane tasks in your life or the lack of accomplishment, or, you know, remember that it's about waxing on and waxing off. Remember to zoom out and be grateful. Zoom out and reassess. Success is built brick by brick, and sometimes you can't see how you get somewhere until you refocus. Trust the process, right? Embrace the journey and know that every action you take is bringing you closer to your goals, or closer to being the person you're meant to be, and or finding the person you're meant to be with, right? And if you're not where you want to be, zoom out and figure out what changes and, you know, to quote What About Bob, what baby steps you can take to lay the foundation that will get you where you want to be, right? You know, it's not that you're a lack of success. It's just baby steps. Like, my vision board has tiny little things on it. I have a few different vision boards. I have, like, my full vision board, and then I have a smaller ones, dry erases, that I kind of try to write what I can do to help me achieve what's on my vision board. And it's kind of the same thing, right? Is it's like, you know, I try to figure out, okay, well, what's a tiny thing? Write a joke here, or email, send an email here, or, you know, work on this, create ideas here. And that's just for, like, comedy and creative stuff. But it's all about, you know, little wins. Recognize your little wins. Hey, here's a question. Does anybody order a bunch of things on Amazon, and then when you go to check out, it's like, save fewer boxes? Click here if you want to save fewer boxes, and you'll get them a few days later, and they'll package it all at once. Who's clicking that? Who's paying for Amazon Prime 2-day shipping and then being like, you know what? I don't need it right now. I want it right now. Send all the boxes. Make me feel like Christmas. I like getting mail. Send me all the boxes. Take my things apart and send them in even more boxes. Take whatever I'm buying apart like it's an IKEA furniture and box those up and send me those things. Send me all the boxes. send me everything in even bigger boxes. Take things out of other boxes and then send me my stuff in those boxes. Send me my new razors in a microwave box. I didn't order a microwave. What could it be? Ooh. Oh, it's a present. Like, my uncle would wrap up, you know, my uncle would give me Nintendo games in different, in a refrigerator box. Send me boxes and boxes. Send me a box in an even bigger box, like a rushing nesting doll. That's what I want, Amazon. Amazon, is it, what is it? I don't know. Is it my knives? is it my exotic spices? Is it my pink rock lamp that I bought that I don't know what it does, but I see people have them? Or better yet, give me the option. Have me, instead of asking if I want to send it in fewer boxes, ask me if I want to pay $20 extra for a surprise, like a goodie, here's a surprise gift. Send me things that, for $20, do you want a returned item that somebody didn't want? For $25, we'll send you an item that somebody returned and a note from something Alexa overheard. Hey, Razzle, here's some shoes that won't fit. And also, we heard you talking to Aaron about Katie, and we here at Amazon think you might be overthinking things. I know my Alexa's listening in on me anyways. Start putting what she's hearing to good use, and, like, send me notes every once in a while. Send me a note that says, I know what you did last weekend, because I don't remember. All right, I think that's kind of it. This was fun. I appreciate you. If you have any questions, or send me, if you guys are listening to this and you have anything you want me to talk about, or you want to ask me questions or say hi, send me a DM, send me a video, whatever. Maybe I'll start trying to do some of that. I don't know. I'm trying to get back in the swing of things. Some of these I had bullet pointed out. I'm going to redo that Amazon one, I think, because I don't know if I liked how that, I didn't like it. It was funnier when I was writing it. But yeah, appreciate you. Have a safe week. Have a safe weekend. Easter's coming up. Daylight saving times happened last weekend, and that's, I'm not a fan. Now I got it. Now if I want to catch the sunrise, I got to wake up at 5. I already wake up early enough. I don't need to be waking up an hour earlier to see the sunrise. I like my sunrise walks and workouts at 6:20. Now it's at 5. Ugh. First world problems. Yeah, so anyways, thanks for watching. Appreciate you. And don't forget to check the expiration date on the food in your refrigerator. And if there's something you don't like, leave it in the comments.